He is one of the greatest players, U.S. born, in hockey history, and he's known as Big Walt. Big Walt Easty here. As
I love it. I love it, Tom. That's great.
What's up, man? He called me Easty because I look like former Blues forward Mike Eastwood, which we used to laugh about when I covered you in the locker room back in the day.
Yeah, well, it certainly, you remind me of him a lot, no doubt.
Have you seen that Blues sign that I have? We live near each other. That Blues sign, if you drive down the street, you're going to see it. Blues sign outside my house.
I drive by it every day, so yes, I see it. I think it looks so cool. Trust me, I love it.
Give me three blasts of the horn when you drive by, will you? So
I will.
So, what do you think about this team right now?
Well, I think we're playing as good as anything right now. I've never, like, that game four was outstanding. Obviously, it's so many different every night, stepping up and making a difference, and that's what I love about this team. It's not just the one guy or the two guys. It's everybody. I mean, that Sundqvist line is playing as good as anything right now. They're physical. It's fun, and hopefully we have the same performance like we did in Game 5 against San Jose tonight.
Keith Tkachuk is one of the greatest Blues players of all time, and also, you know, you think about this alumni base. All of you are so tight. Why is it that St. Louis has been the chosen home for all of these former players?
Well, it's a great place. It's a great place to raise a family. My kids were really young when I got here. Just easy living. It's a fun place, a fun atmosphere. And, you know, it was great running into so many guys over the last few weeks going to the game. So it's just a great place to live. I mean, there's never any traffic. The weather, well, even though we had a tough winter, it's just a, you know, familiar, great place, and you know, I'm glad I've had the opportunity to live there.
You have three children, Matthew, Brady, and Taryn, and Matthew and Brady have been tremendous players, and I know how passionate you are about youth hockey in this town. What would a Stanley Cup do for that movement?
Well, I mean, just everything. I mean, you know, the more we're getting more people involved, I mean, this playoff run is definitely going to bring a lot more excitement to kids, to families. So I think this is a good thing for all of us. We're building more and more rinks now that'll be done in the next year or so. I know what it was like growing up where I grew up. I mean, I fell in love with hockey because of, unfortunately, our enemy right now, the Boston Bruins. And I'm hoping the same goes for these kids who want to be the next Tarasenko, the next Schwartz, the next Petrangelo. So I think it benefits everything right now. And if we can get more and more numbers, I mean, we're going to see more and more kids come out of St. Louis.
And finally, you've made a home for Robert Thomas. He has stayed with your family, the Blues' excellent young forward. I know he's been banged up, but how has that experience been to watch him grow?
It's been great. I mean, this kid's our future. He's an excellent player. I mean, it's unfortunate that he is not playing right now because he makes us that much better. And I mean, what he did in Game 7 versus Dallas was incredible. He was by far our best player. Without his performance, we're not here at this point. So, like I said, it's unfortunate that he's not playing right now. But, you know what, he has a bright future. He's a great kid. He's easy to live with. I mean, he's all about hockey, and I'm glad he's around. It just helps me. You know, gives me, now when my boys are gone, so it gives me somebody to chat hockey with all the time.
It's awesome. Boy, we fit a lot in our 4 minutes of time here. It's great chatting with you. I love having you on KMOX. We'll catch up soon, and we'll see you at the rink.
All right, Easty. Take care, buddy.
All right, man. All right, Walt.